Newly arrived refugee and migrant children in Melbourne are being welcomed to Australia with an offer of free piano lessons. WorldLink's Joel Carnegie joined one of the project's founders and some of its participants in the practice room.
DW.
My name's Georgie Imberger and I am the founder of Piano Project, and we are observing lessons.
Do you have your music?
Yeah. It's in your bag.
I started this project with a friend of mine, Erica Martin, and we wanted to do something that was a way of welcoming kids who were just arriving here and going through that extraordinary challenge of adjusting to a new country.
So they created the Piano Project, a social experiment that offers free piano lessons for children who have just arrived in Australia.
I suppose it's something that, independent of background, it's something that's not a priority when you're first trying to establish yourself in a new country as a family, obviously. And so it's something that we could give that was maybe something extra. And at the same time, we wanted to communicate a hand of welcome, really.
All right, which one do you want to play first?
Yeah, this one.
Happy song. All right, let's play Happy song.
My name is Osman. I'm 11 years old. I came from Sudan.
Why did your family come to Australia?
For future. For good future. Because Sudan, I have hard work in Sudan. So I came to here. This is good.
Ooh, almost.
And what was it like opening up the lid for the first time to see this piano and to tackle it? What was it like?
When I opened the piano, like, really, my dreams come, really.
Remember, we changed here to right hand.
Yeah, right hand.
And what's our first note?
My name is Abdul. Osman is my... I'm his uncle. He's just here, how long? Yeah, almost 1 year. And he loved the piano, and we supported him for that.
Do you have a piano at home at all that he can practice? Or?
Not yet. But we have a plan to buy for him one. Yeah.
That would be very exciting.
Saving for him a little bit of money then.
Yeah, that's it. That's good. Really good, Osman.
Thank you.
Do you want to try it again or you want to do a new song?
I'll try and make a new song.
Let's make a new song, I think.
Yolette De Silva is the principal of this school.
So we've got this wonderful tutor, James Salimovich, who comes and actually tutors kids who are really keen and have never thought that they'd ever have the opportunity to have a piano lesson because it's just been out of their league.
What has been the initial response from, first of all, students and parents to have this opportunity?
Disbelief, I think. Disbelief. They can't believe that the opportunity is being given to them. And then, you know, extraordinary enthusiasm.
And have you noticed a difference in the kids themselves as they've been playing, you know, for a few weeks or a few months? Have you noticed a change in them in any way?
The most important thing that I've noticed is they don't have to be reminded to come. You know, sometimes you run things because you think they're good for kids and you kind of wonder where they are, that you don't have to go looking for the piano players. They're always there. They're always waiting. They're always waiting for James to come. Yeah.
Did we do this one last week? Row, row, row your boat. Row, row,
row your boat. For co-founder Georgie Imberger, the idea of the Piano Project stemmed from her own experience of piano lessons as a child.
My brother and I both had lessons, and we both learnt for about 3 or 4 years in primary school and belted out tunes in the dining room each morning. I loved the piano. I was terrified of my teacher, and yet it stayed with me. I went back to it a few years ago and was pretty astounded that I could remember some scales and that I could read music, not having played an instrument, you know, for all that time.
So through taking up the piano later in life, you then kind of realise the benefit of doing so.
Yeah, I'd say so. I would put in here I'm entirely hopeless at piano, but I love it. And that's the point, isn't it? This is about giving people that gift of everyday music, you know, whatever that means to them.
On the other side of the city, piano lessons are also underway. Piano teacher Georgina Lewis is working on some duets with a 12-year-old girl from Ethiopia.
Wonderful work. Very, very good concentrating. What do you think?
Good.
Good. It is good. Very well done.
How long have you been playing the piano?
2 months.
And how many times do you practice a week?
Once a week, three times.
So 3 times a week and your lesson as well?
Yeah.
No wonder why you're getting so good at this.
One, two, three. I started with her only at the start of this term, and she hadn't played a piano ever before, and we started, and I just have seen a huge, huge progress in her. She's very bubbly and very open, and she's welcomed me into her life. And so, yeah, it's been a real joy to work with her, and I feel excited about lessons with her and think about what I can challenge her with next, which is really nice.
Oh, we did this now.
We did this. We had morning prayer and we had quiet rhythm.
I can really see how a simple thing like a piano lesson can create bridges, not only for the students but for me as well, into a world that I hadn't really had access to before.
That with me,
right? From my experience as a child, the relationship with your music teacher, spending half an hour with this adult who's not a friend or family member, and they're investing in you, that's a really special thing that I think every child should have the chance to be invested in by an adult who, you know, believes in them.
That's perfect.
Piano lessons always felt safe to me with my teacher, and that sense of achievement, I think, in a time when your whole world has sort of shifted and nothing's as it used to be, having little goals that you can achieve, maybe that might be the best thing that's happened all week for that kid. You never know. And so I suppose for me, that's what the lessons are about, is helping them feel safe and feel capable and feel accepted and welcomed.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow.
Alongside relying on donations, Piano Project founders Georgie Imberger and Erica Martin hold piano recitals around Melbourne featuring internationally renowned pianists in places not normally known for classical music in order to fund the piano lessons. So far, they've put on recitals in an old meat market, a mechanics warehouse, an abandoned shop, and they're now setting up a classical music bar in an old tool library, where the profits from the bar will help with the ongoing funding of the piano lessons. But in giving these piano lessons away for free, Georgie's aspirations are simple.
Our hope is that these kids will continue to love it as they're loving it now, and as they go off into regular schools, that we'll be able to continue supporting them and make those lessons continue for them as long as they want them to.
For DW, I'm Joel Carnegie in Melbourne.
This report was brought to you by DW.